15th.
Where's the agenda? Where do I find it on board on chat?
Meetings. Today is Thursday, December 15th, 2016. It is 4:31 p.m. This is the time set for the monthly Ogden Preparatory Academy board meeting. Calling the meeting to order. Let's do roll call and note any guests. Nancy Nider.
Steve Ballard.
Samantha Shoup.
Van Aston.
Nick Boucher.
Admin.
Casey Kennington.
Josh Redford.
Amy Campbell.
Additionals.
Debbie Dean.
Taylor Dean.
Thank you. Has everybody had an opportunity? I'm locked out. Can somebody run downstairs and let Laura in?
Oh, go Casey. It's birthday.
Is it his birthday? Has everybody reviewed the minutes provided on Board on Track?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the time set for...
I thought that these had already been approved.
We thought so, too.
Then the audit came back and said no.
The audit came back and said no. And I looked at...
Because they weren't online.
Notes and... So I don't know, because...
Okay, that's fine. I just was wondering.
I thought they were, and I looked up the meeting that they were in, and I didn't have the...
I thought they were in the July one, but maybe not.
I think we tabled the May one, and then we never approved it.
Okay.
No, they weren't approved in...
It's because we didn't have...
These meetings that they're on here for, I don't know if they were done...
You're waiting for me to do them, I think, and I didn't do it.
I appreciate your honesty.
Way to take responsibility.
Well, I motion that we approve the May 19th, 2016 and the June 16th, or excuse me, yeah, May 19th and June 16th, 2016 board minutes.
Second the motion.
The motion has been made by Samantha Shoup to approve the May board meeting minutes. It's been seconded by Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have been, Laura has joined, Laura DeHoltz has joined us. She's been locked out of the building. Thanks for joining us, Laura.
Are we going to close?
Yes.
Do we have the verbiage there?
We just have 2 minutes to vote on.
Other minutes?
Yeah, we got the old.
Oh, yes, we do, with the old minutes that haven't.
The June and then the November one you did.
Okay. Can I get a motion for the...
I motion that we approve the minutes from June 16th, 2016.
Second.
Thank you.
Wait, sorry,
I did the June and May, didn't I? I did the June and May. I didn't do November.
You did June? Okay.
I didn't see November. I heard it.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I mean, change my motion. Motion is for to approve the board, the November 17th, 2016 board minutes.
The motion has been made for the November 17th minutes to be approved.
Second.
Second. The motion was made by Steve. The second was made by Nick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. What month are we in? I'm just trying to get to...
It's December.
Okay, so we have approved
Christmas
May,
is 10 days.
June,
Steve
and
didn't
November.
Update.
All right, I'm finally caught up on this. Can I get a motion for closed session?
Do you remember?
Anybody have
I was looking for the verbiage.
I motion
I'm
that
sorry,
we go into closed session to discuss the professional competency.
You're close.
Or well-being of an individual.
I second the motion.
We have a motion to go into closed session by Steve, seconded by Sam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, roll call vote?
Oh, roll call vote, yeah, that's right.
Nick Boucher.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say your name
aye.
And then
Van.
Aye.
Van. Oh, please
yeah.
go ahead. Nick Boucher, aye. Van Aston, aye.
Laura DeHoltz, aye.
Samantha Shoup, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Nancy Nider, aye.
Wait a second.
Make a motion to come out of closed session.
I second the motion.
We have a motion from Scott to come out of closed session, a second by Sam. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Do we need a roll call?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nick Boucher, aye.
Van Aston, aye.
Laura DeHolst, aye.
Samantha Shrupe, aye.
Scott Sluis, aye.
Steve Ballard, aye.
Nancy Nider, aye. Very good. Thank you.
And it was quiet.
Yeah. She yelled at us while you guys were gone.
She yelled at them. Principal report.
Let me get there, please.
About 5 minutes.
summary of the month. So we've started a pilot program in the secondary. We're calling it an organizational detention. So we were finding that looking through the detention records, a lot of people get detentions for ID violations or handbook violations or uniform violations. And really it's just it's the age, one. It's developmentally appropriate for them to be getting those kind of violations, but they need a system to be successful. So Stephanie Mathers did a small curriculum that we decided would work, and she took kids that were identified for those violations, and it started doing a Wednesday detention organizational class with them so that they get a system to get those things in order. Because a perfect example is IDs, where so the kids that get it and the kids that do well with it, they have a place they put it every night. They hang it on a hook in their locker. They give it to someone to hold for them. They put it inside their locker in a certain place so that every morning it's just habit that they get there, they take it out, they put it on. So she was just building those kind of systems with them. So I'll let you know how that goes. I think that's going to replace a lot of detentions in that building, you think?
Yeah, the majority of the detentions we have are from those.
Right. So. Is she going to bring that over here?
Yeah.
For 5 6.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Cooper Nider needs it.
Well, and in the regular detention, there's conversation about it becoming a little bit more restitution oriented, where it's not you're going to sit in a room. It's more like if we interrupted the learning process for other people, then we got to do something to give back to the school. So there's a lot of garbage outside. There's some cleanup that can be done. There's always something to be shoveled snow-wise at this time of year. There's always, you know, there's those kind of things. The tables in the cafeteria could be cleaned. So that's going to be another conversation down the road. The SAGE benchmarks. So I don't know if you remember in the fall we were talking about how the state had kind of changed that they added another component of SAGE. So you can do an interim test, and that's the ones that are usually, they're semi-summative. Mm-hmm. And they are now, typically. And in this, you know, like we did two of them last year, right? We did a first one, and then we did a second one in December. So we gave the teachers the option to do these benchmarks, which are more specific to the unit of study. So I do this concept in my class, and then I actually test them on it using the language and the questioning type of the SAGE test. So all the teachers signed, like, they're, yeah, that's what we want to do, and so we want to do the benchmarks. It's so much better. It's not as demoralizing, and it doesn't hurt the motivation, doesn't. And now that they've given some of the benchmarks, we have a couple teachers that are like, we like to go back to the interim test. So we're kind of collecting the data and looking at that to make a decision on what to do with that. The Spain trip, as of last week, we had 29, but we've lost 3 this week, so we're 26, and we had one join yesterday, so back up to 27. It's just a fluctuating experience, and they're getting ready to buy plane tickets. They are leaving in May on the 11th. UCA is complete. Everything has been accepted, and we are now in the accreditation window. So accreditation for us is in March, but we've been writing all year long, and you guys are going to do a section for me tonight. And then we're working on a school improvement plan. So what you're doing tonight, and a school improvement doesn't mean that we're in trouble. In a lot of Title I schools, they do school improvement when they're in a turnaround. But we're doing school improvement so we can just be in a continuous journey of improvement. So we're writing a whole plan based on 8 principles, and every admin person has an assignment. And after the break, we're going to compile all that, partially for accreditation and partially for you and partially for us, so that the goals that we set actually have some teeth and move forward. All right. Also, tonight we are going to look at the bullying policy, because after the election, the state had a lot of complaint and a lot of concern. There was a lot in the media about it, so they drafted some requirements to the bullying policy, so we have reworked that entire policy for you to look at tonight, because they've made some requirements that we have to have in it. And then, facility, the heaters are on. That was both good and bad.
Well, I could stop hearing about it from my daughter.
It was good that we had bought that HVAC maintenance agreement. Don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, they've been on like three times.
A couple of them turned on and spit like black soot all over the rooms. That was a good time. Unusual waterworks. I put that in there the day that there was a leak in the bathroom. So we had water coming out of a wall downstairs, but that's been taken care of. And the snow plowing has started, as you may have noticed. So you pray for no snow when you are operating with the school, because any money we don't spend on snow plowing, we get to have. So you people that are new, start praying.
Well, you pray for no snow during Christmas break, and
yeah.
then they can just, they don't need to plow it because yeah. there's nobody here.
Because
are you playing for lots of snow during Christmas break? That's what I meant.
I was about to say, because they
run away.
No, as a liability, it can snow in the mountains all at once. Just pray that it snows in the mountains.
Not in our parking lot.
Not in the parking lot. Even if there's like just a little opening.
Circus tent.
So that we don't have to pay for snow plowing. Okay, so the highlight reel. You guys can jump in on any of this. I just listed everything that I thought was a highlight.
You want to talk about the water, just so you're aware of what we're doing?
Yeah, so we found out what the leak was, and it's actually a urinal. So instead of tearing out a whole wall, I think we're just taking the urinal off, fixing the leak, and putting it back up, which is much better than what we thought. We turned the urinal off, and there's no more leaks, so we found out what it was. So they're coming in on Tuesday after the kids leave, and they're going to rip it up and see what they can do. So.
Up here?
Downstairs.
So what kind of cost is that going to be?
I have no idea. I don't know when they take that urinal off. I don't know if it's, I don't know what's back there. I don't know. So there's two of them coming.
Bacteria.
Ew.
Oh, jeez.
Josh.
I mean, let's be realistic. It's urine.
Let's be.
That's how we found out where the leak was coming from, by smelling. So.
Nice. Better
the guy
better
use all your senses.
Like,
yeah. Oh, I thought that was water. That's weird.
But do you know what, though? What's weird is that it's not our...
He was. He was a nice guy.
We put automatic flushers on all the toilets because we're having a lot of problem with clogging and people flushing, and all that.
Not flushing.
Right. And causing problems. They're good times. Urinals. All right. So highlights. The Christmas Village, did anybody go and watch
yes.
the singing kiddos?
And
they were awesome.
Their
it was freezing
off.
Cold. But all of our parents, like this one guy had his baby up in that heater that's out in the, I was like, oh my gosh, baby's gonna get scalded, but good times. And then the concert last week, the dance. We had a dance last week. It was very awesome.
They had fun.
Mainly because Kyle
Clayton
yeah,
can
get down.
Yeah, participation was quite impressive. I think everybody there
was
dancing.
Yes. And it was a great turnout.
I was going to come do the running man for you guys. But
I should have. Awesome.
Robot.
Dance
little moonwalk.
That was entertainment. We did install, I didn't put this on here, but we installed some gates in the secondary building. So has anybody seen those? Have you seen those? Been at games or anything? So we were having a lot of problems when visiting teams were coming. With our students and with parents and with visiting teams that were coming, they were running all over the building or were upstairs in people's lockers. And so we were, like, I would stay for a couple hours and Josh would stay on game nights because Casey's running the gym and just be monitoring the building. Like, I literally was wandering around the building with a camera in one hand and then watching this area here in person and watching the camera upstairs and chasing off parents and people that were just rude and nasty. So we put in a gate at the end of the one hall outside the gym and between the outside door and the gym. So really, if you're coming out of the gym that direction, you can just go into the bathrooms and then you can go right back in the gym. So it limited the access, and it's been divine.
Awesome.
And then to get into the games, you have to go inside the back door. So it's been helpful. All right, so literacy nights are in full swing. We've had two. We had to cancel one, right? And then YMCA is now going in both buildings. We only have like 9 kiddos over there, but it's 9 kiddos that need it. It's homework help, and they're doing well. It also gave a couple of our teachers after-school jobs, which is great. Both basketball teams are finished for the first season. They made the playoffs. Went down to Providence Hall.
Got
smoked, came home.
Probably left the playoffs.
Yeah.
We're going to get autographs from the other team.
Because they're going to win the state tournament. That's awesome. All right. Oh, the Young Runners. I don't know if you saw that post on Facebook, but the Young Runners got a matching donation from...
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
It's Dick's Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are going to get some needed equipment because we have kids running in boots and kinds of stuff. And then also
So Solomon. Who was the donation, though? I can't remember that Dick's matched. Do you remember who that
no,
was?
No, it's whoever matches on Donors Choose. Oh. So if you go to Donors Choose and give money, then okay. Dick's will match that money.
Any donation. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Very cool.
I thought it was just a one-time thing.
No, it's pretty awesome. And then the yoga club is in full swing. And the teachers are all getting yoga this year. They have classes in the morning and some classes in the morning and some in the afternoon for the teachers.
So, I have to back up.
Go ahead.
Young Runners came and decorated my tree.
Yes.
That's
how
where
was
I
that?
Was headed with that.
How many did you have?
Eight.
They
it
canceled
was a horrible
the day. Day.
Yeah, it was a horrible day.
Yeah.
But they came and decorated the tree. It was awesome. We donated $100 to them. So.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you. So they got a match.
Just a nice
she's
job.
Doing a great job.
With anything
job.
She does, she overdoes, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and she went over to, they have a t-shirt sale every day at Gold Foundation. And she went over there to buy t-shirts for her workouts and told them she was from here and we had all these kids and they donated. So
and they're going to send more possibly.
Yeah, every kid got a new t-shirt today and those kids yeah. were just stupid happy about it. They were like, look at my shirt, Mom, this
pretty
is
cool.
Cool.
She's yeah. awesome.
It was great.
It is a great program.
That's just a motivator for these kids to work out. And I talked to one parent and her son's lost 25 pounds.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Rocks, I didn't know that. She needs to do a highlight thing. She thinks, yeah. She tells all of you guys and that I don't always get all that information. I just get the
really big
stuff.
Oh, I got this from the kid. I said, you look great. I've lost 25 pounds.
That's so awesome.
That's pretty cool. Maybe
so, leadership projects. The leadership class in the other building are learning how to orchestrate a project and organize it and then facilitate it. So, some examples. The kids have hit me up to do what they're calling a blanket blitz. Where they're doing blanket donations because they want to donate to the homeless shelter. And so you'll see that in January. They're going to be asking for that. Another group is doing gloves and hats for kids. So they're trying to do service-oriented like fundraisers that they have to build and orchestrate. So watch for that. The Angel Tree, full swing. Holy cow. The front office over there is like one of those gift-wrapping departments. And then Secret Santa has been going on in the building between teachers. We asked them if they were interested, and we had 40-something people say yes. It's been entertainment. So the first day was a treat, and the second day was a drink, and the third day today, Wednesday was like a white elephant experience, and today was what? What was today?
Sharpensaw.
Oh, Sharpensaw. Relax and Sharpensaw. And then Friday, tomorrow, is a reveal. So we were very happy. We were looking for ways to let teachers connect, especially between both buildings, because they're in our surveys for accreditation. There's still this disconnect between the two buildings. They really don't want to have anything to do with each other, which I find interesting, because they do, but they don't. Like in some of the questions, they do, and other questions, they don't. So we're just trying to build that idea. And some things that have helped that is LIA, the Latinos in Action. They come over and tutor every other day in two classes, and there's like 20 kiddos coming over to tutor the younger kids, and the younger kids get all excited for them to come into the building and help them read and help them do math and help them do all those things. So that's been great. That's a good connection. All right, Secret Santa, and then the Christmas party is tomorrow night. So, and I can't tell you anything about that afterwards because what happens at the Christmas party is staying at the Christmas party. And the teachers have been told they can't have video phones. All right, so. They're pretty much threatened with their life. And the ladies bought me a wine glass that says, let's do it. What happens at the Christmas party stays at the Christmas party.
Nice.
Yeah. So they've heard it before.
Nice.
That's all I have for you. Anybody questions? You guys have anything that I didn't, that I skipped? Okay.
You also have the self-evaluation.
Experience.
For accreditation.
For accreditation on the website update.
So if you will open the document that says...
Is this an experience or not an experience? Is this, are we having an experience?
This is the experience. Right? Okay. We're loading up the experience.
Okay.
Are you trying to be a smart
aleck? It's like Jimi Hendrix.
I swear to you. I will take you out. It's the, over on the side, you know, in the agenda where it says accreditation standards.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the document that you want.
Okay.
So I started into writing the accreditation, and the accreditation is on a 1-4 scale. So what this is the rubric. And so if you'll read through the rubric for these standards and determine which one you think best fits us, I'll just go around and you can give me a number. But I need a couple sentences of rationale as to why you picked that. I know it's going to be harder for you guys because you haven't seen any of these things in action. So we'll start over here. And you can steal some of their answers. You can talk to each other.
To the bone.
If you want to, if you want help. Okay, so the first one is the governing body establishes policies and support practices that ensure effective administration of the school. So please read through those. Kind of decide. Laura, I might have a hard copy if you want to.
Here, share with me.
Oh,
you can come over here and share with me. She's got it on her phone, but.
So, this is the question. We have to choose one through four on this.
About right there is like perfect.
There you go.
There. Just ignore my writing. And I need it back from you,
policy on professional growth of staff.
Do we have a policy on what? Professional development of staff?
No.
We have a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's written down.
Your professional development plan that you set for the year, that action plan that we did for ADA would count for a development plan. Yeah.
In our contract, right?
That's professional behavior or standards for behavior, but not for the development. It's not. We have one that we wrote through ADA. And we can articulate it to a higher level, but yeah.
And we do have the rubric that, you know, for certificates and degrees and accreditations, kind of that scalery cell, scale,
scalery,
salary scale.
Scalawag.
We do? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think you made that when you were first year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys did that when we were first year. Where we were, we went
for a master's project, right?
Yeah, we went sure,
and we use it.
We try to follow Ogden City closely as possible. That's what I based it off of. Yeah.
So that's kind of part of one of the tools. Mm-hmm.
Do you want our assessment number 1?
You can.
Four.
You want the number 2.1?
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Nancy.
What's that?
3.
Any rationale?
I think we have everything. I don't know if we have a staff handbook. But I think we have everything.
It's online.
Okay.
It's on the dashboard.
I think one of the things that is on here, or isn't on here, is list down below is the communication between stakeholders revisions. They're happening, but I don't know that they're happening. I mean, they're happening between Debbie and I probably need to take a little more responsibility and get them out a little faster. Anybody?
I also say 3. I think in spirit of governance and of that, we're in a 4, but in the practicality of we can improve on some of those evidences and those mechanisms that it talks about in 4. So I'd say we're at 3, and we, by creating those, we can move to 4.
Create standards kind of thing?
Yeah. What it said. Policies and practices have mechanisms in place for monitoring and just some of those, that language in there about putting those in place.
Scott?
And I would say 3 as well, and I think along those lines, just saying that there's some 4s probably and then some 3, so it kind of to me averages out more to be a strong 3 than it would be devoted to a 4, because you'd have to have all mechanisms in place. So 3.
I agree with the 3. I think that our policies and procedures, especially over our fiscal management, have strengthened and improved.
Timeline, so because our last accreditation was that a 5-year?
Five. Oh, it's five?
Mm-hmm. So
it's been a long time.
No. So it's improved since your last accreditation, or do you think it's improved last? I would say last 2 years.
No, for sure.
It's,
I'm just trying to give it timeline.
Oh. Well, I think you can look at a budget and the way that it's laid out with Red Apple, like the line items.
You have access to that from the line.
And things are in line
accreditation
properly.
Information.
You want to board then, too, huh?
I agree.
You're on the board. You're on the board, right?
Any rationale?
Huh?
Yeah, you're on the board,
Sam,
then, right?
5 years? Give me 5 years ago, 2000.
Any ideas?
there might
have
be
looked
box.
At any policy, man.
Yeah. I mean, from my limited experience, it sounds like a 3, and mostly because I don't identify with what's listed on level 2 at this point. It seems like there's so many policies and things in place that it's well beyond a level 2. But again, limited experience, I would
still
say.
Still the same.
I do trust the board.
Right. I would like to.
I trust you guys.
1.5 worth of meetings. And
you'll
I
trust us for the first few months. And then all of a sudden you go, whoa,
wait. Wait a second.
Oh, it's the second year when you say you're doing
so you're
going
to use this as a growth experience to see like where we have to be. You two are responsible for getting us to a 4. No pressure. Okay, so 2.2, the governing board operates responsibly and functions effectively. Discuss.
Discuss the motion. In these different levels, you don't have different levels of compliance with? Because they all say.
What do you mean?
Except for number 1, I guess. The governing body complies with all policies, procedures, laws, and regulations. There's no sum. Does that make sense? That at different levels we have a different level of compliance.
I think we're at 3 at this one too.
Yeah.
Nam, are you ready?
Not yet. Go ahead. Next person start. Or Sam start.
Sam.
Okay. We are strong in everyone on the board knows their roles and responsibilities, and we do have a professional development process, but not a specified one as far as like the conflict resolution decision making. So that's why I'd say we're a 3. Well, you know what, though? In that initial board training, though, that is in there. But it's not something that we go over throughout the year.
That's right. That's why we pick a 3, because I don't feel like it's necessarily a consistent
training.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So
maybe
Scott,
more
did you
frequent?
Say 3 too?
Yeah, for more frequency would make it a 4.
Mm-hmm. In my because you're doing great. And when you talk to the accreditation board, which you will, those are the exact same things you want to tell them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because
we as a board want to be more
self-aware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I think people try to avoid looking bad, but it's not looking bad, it's being realistic.
Exactly.
And I went to one at another school, which will remain nameless on record, and it was more of a like, look at how great we are.
Yeah, but
and
that's more suspicious.
Right?
That's more suspicious, I think, if everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to be honest if you want to get better.
So I think I would also say 3. I think one thing that will help us with, if you look at just the last few years, we've tried Dropbox, we've had Google Docs, we've had OwnCloud, we've had all these to try and keep this historical data. I'm hoping that Board on Track is the final answer, that we'll keep that continuity from throughout for, you know, the next decade.
Mm-hmm. Can you say something about feeling somewhat stifled by the management prior to, and then now that we're kind of in the, can you?
Not in this.
Without saying names.
The woman that is heading up our accreditation is a principal of Hawthorne Academy.
Does that mean something to me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that Harry Potter?
Yes.
I never watched Harry Potter, as you can tell.
That's Hogwarts.
It's part of the club? Oh, the more reason I'd like to say it then.
Yeah. And I've got...
So before accreditation, we need to do a lot of training with Scott.
That should be in there.
You could say this.
Scott needs a script.
Scott needs a script.
Did you...
I need a briefing.
That's mine.
I'm kind of like... No, I won't say it.
Do you want to get Laura, you three?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You two? You good?
I'm with Steve on the historical compliance data. We just don't have that available to us.
Three
and all of them.
Okay. Well, we need to prove what Scott was saying, but we can't say that.
Yeah. But does that make sense? Yes.
No,
I really feel like coming out of that.
I think it would be fair to say, we're
going to be way more involved.
Have learned
more,
a ton through that experience.
Yeah. Yes.
And now we can actually move from more of a management to figure out what's going on to a government. You can
I'd say in the last 2-3 years, the independence has greatly changed and improved.
Unlike Hawthorne.
They're very.
So 2.3, is that where we're on now?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think a good example of that is the legal counsel. And that to me was one of those, it was one of those aha moments where it was like, wait a minute, there's a conflict of interest here because the board needs an independent relationship from school and you've got the management company. So that's why we do actually, the board has, we have our own legal representation now.
It also gave you a level of, oh my gosh, we're responsible for this and we didn't know it. Mm-hmm. I remember that day.
Very eye-opening.
Okay.
Can we do a 3.5 on this one?
I almost wanted to
say 4.
I'm
pushing for 4.
We did the same thing.
Wait, we're on 2.3 now?
We wanted to give it a 0.5.
And there's not a 2.4?
There it is.
It just cuts off the...
I have the 2.4. I didn't give it to you.
Okay.
Because it's for the admin team. So the admin did 2.4, 2.5, and 2.6.
Why don't you feel like it's a 4 in this area?
How's the... For me? What?
No, I'm talking to Sam. Sorry.
Is there anybody assures that the school leadership has the autonomy to meet...
If it's not a 4, it has to be a 3.
I know. I feel that... So this is the kind of the hard... We have a really good relationship with Amy. And I think that we always try to keep that this is our role, that's your role, but sometimes I feel like sometimes the line's crossed.
I think that's
true. I really think it crossed last year, but that was a different, an awkward year for us. And
but
we
that's what we're assessing, really, if you think about it.
I think we're pretty clear
on that's your decision.
Yeah, right.
Right? This is all in arrears.
We're
assessing...
No, this is day-to-day evaluation.
This is day-to-day evaluation.
You know what? I would take responsibility for some of that as well, just because I'm
so the improvement.
Team-oriented.
Yeah.
I think it's a 4 because you're always seeking out the improvement. Yeah. And
I think we're a level 4 on that.
That's just my opinion because we're always seeking that out, and it's not like, and that's what it's.
Okay. Let's go with 4.
I think what you might say crossing boundaries is actually just good dynamics. Mm-hmm. This is good. I think we're crossing the line.
Everything I've heard since I started has been emphasized on the separation between the roles. And so,
church and state.
There you go.
We are really sensitive about it, that's for sure.
That's been emphasized from day one.
Even if we cross the line,
this is governance,
yeah,
and that's administration.
That shows good judgment.
And so, from my limited experience, I would say 4.
4.
4. I already got a hold of those two, by the way.
We know.
It's like, you can win there.
We're gonna watch.
You will say 4.
Yeah.
So here's the number.
Okay, good. That.
Okay.
Is that it? You're done?
Good.
You're done?
Yeah.
We're just on budget now?
Okay, so will you do me a favor also? You see the things that are attached that say possible evidence? Mm-hmm. if you have any of these things in your possession, Sam, Nancy.
Where are you looking at?
Steve, you sent me the organizational chart. I uploaded that today. So let's go back to 2.1, the very top. If you scroll down, it says possible evidence. And as governing body policies.
I have the first one.
I have the school handbook. I have staff. I have student.
And then under the second group,
I wouldn't have any. That's why she mentioned you guys. I'm like, man.
Right, so.
Governing body minutes related to training, we have those.
Okay. So if you can send me an electronic copy, I just have to upload them for the accreditation team. I have to have them by January.
When is this? Oh, okay.
In January, we upload everything in March. They come.
But you have arrows next to you.
On my paper, on my hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say about the board website? That's number C on here.
Oh, yeah, I gotta take your pictures.
What? Why?
Well, can
we do that after?
Can't we just send you a picture?
Yeah. I have to have pictures of you tonight. It's gotta be uploaded.
Just
wait, so what about our old ones?
Is yours there?
Yeah.
Can
it be at me and my drone?
You can show it to me on the computer. If you can show it to me, then I'll
I'm wearing a teal shirt.
I don't know.
About me and my drum kit?
Scott, is yours there?
Is my where?
Your picture on the website?
Yes, everyone else's.
This is also for accreditation. It's got to be updated.
I don't know.
So, I sent mine all in.
I sent mine.
Where'd you look?
You did send it. Do you have a glamour shot that you sent?
There you go.
No, it was out in front of the house.
I'm on there. That's all right.
Laura
I have
Selfie.
My own library
no, Laura.
Of photos.
Laura.
Yeah, Nancy's standing in the middle.
It's coming soon, Laura.
Coming soon.
It's been 10 years.
Website.
Look at the splash of the rainbow hair, though.
Yeah. So, you know, we can just put your face in the circle.
Matter. Look at that. He's all unshaven.
Catherine. So I will forward that to Catherine.
Did you get
so,
right off of the trudges.
So will you talk to me about who's on there? He's not,
we're
yet.
Not.
No,
no. Those just, three.
But just, you have his picture.
Just us four are on
okay.
there.
Okay, so those people that are not there. We
those three
picture.
Need their photos.
I think right. y'all ought to do a selfie like I did.
No. That's okay.
You should just take a picture that of that panda over there and put
right
it on.
You should have had us drop by on photography day, camera day in the right?
It was fun.
I'm going to see it
in his
only
brother
if you wear
did
your
a
school
brother
uniform.
Shot, a stepbrother shot. And Drew and I did a stepbrother shot. We didn't get Josh and Johnny. Would have been awesome.
I love that people didn't get that reference.
Stepbrother.
Let's go to finance.
Yeah.
Spencer's here. And we kind of put you
so
way down on the
single audit. Are we talking
you
about
like
that?
Entertainment?
I do.
It's right here.
Has anyone verified these numbers?
Yeah. We had to verify them through the process.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
I know. No, they're good. They're scary good. They're almost annoyingly good. They were here a lot, which we
awesome.
Laughed because I hadn't ever met the other ones until last year.
So how did the
yeah.
audit go?
Yeah, how'd the
so
audit go?
Do you is that on the agenda, Sam? Or are you just
yeah.
asking?
I mean,
but is this the
it's this
single
audit,
audit 2016?
Looking over
everything.
Yeah,
principal
right
there.
All right. I uploaded it for you.
I mean,
there.
Considering everything that went on, I think overall it was.
So is that?
Ended up being higher.
Was that? Did some of that come into his report at all? Like this is why we're where we're at.
I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. He.
Did you?
Yeah. Let me look. Because I didn't see it in my first, in the draft. I didn't see it.
Didn't
but he,
the whole thing.
He was treading lightly on that experience.
Just true.
He did say, what did he say? I can't remember how he put it. He was in a, it was his third visit and it was, he was coming to look at free and reduced and he was coming to look at controls and procedures in the building and he said, that's good. And he said, if you guys are, if we find something, are you interested in digging deeper, like a forensic type experience? And I was like, let's wait and see what you find. So, I never heard back from him.
That's pretty important.
But that hasn't been addressed anywhere. That's why our numbers are where they're at, is because mm-hmm. of that experience. That's not in there anywhere.
I know, that's why Monty was talking about possibly doing a mid-year.
I think I think that needs to be addressed because otherwise we're going to get hit at the end of the year with our S&P compensation. Mm-hmm. Am I?
No.
I'll have to check Monty to see.
This makes me really nervous.
Did you read it?
Yeah, but I'm nervous about that whole Standard and Poor conversation.
And they already know. They've already got that number.
Yeah, I'm at board meeting. What's up?
Well, we talked to Monty that one day when we get old, just for a conversation, he talked about telling the story the best they could. So I don't know where that goes. I don't know if that goes.
I'll talk to you about when I get home.
The audit, or that goes when you talk to Standard and Poor.
Is Monty worried about this?
Yeah, but not overly. That's why. He's more of a, you have a really good story, but I don't know how you're going to fall because there's been a lot of change in the parameters, is that what they're called? I don't know what they're called. The standards are the, they've got a name. In the regulation, there's been some change, and in Utah, they're like kind of looking. They're kind of on a hunt. They've said they might downgrade people because they're concerned about it, was his comment. And so he's worried that way because he's not sure how they're going to fall. But he said, if anybody's like, your story is very good, and if you do a mid-year audit and they find that you are operating at 5% above, mm-hmm. you know, 5% surplus, it'll help. We'd have to pay for that.
Well,
no longer be at 5%.
Oh.
We're right
at the line. Really wouldn't? If we paid for another one, we really wouldn't be at 5%?
I don't know. Would we have to do a full on?
That's a good question.
Because if we did, we'd have to do 11,000 more.
I was going to say.
I don't think we'd have to do a full on.
Or could it be they have half the year done, so, you know, come at the end of the year.
I wouldn't think it'd be a full
halfway there.
I don't think so either. I think it'd just be a book, just a budget audit, just financials, not your controls, not you really want to dig into all your plan reduce because you don't do that mid year. It would just have to be a financial audit. Will you ask Monty that too?
Yeah, because I know other schools, they've talked about getting like a second opinion on an audit.
There it is.
It's only...
That's why we do what I do.
Yeah, it's not the same.
It's only...
It's like a review.
$100, yeah. So it's a lot cheaper.
I think that's well worth it.
January 1st of February. So yeah, I'll ask.
Will you even call me?
The price on that is.
That's why you haven't called me?
I don't think there's an issue with the findings, though.
Thank you.
Okay, Finance Committee, you're up.
Sorry, I was talking to her.
We met. We looked.
We cried.
We laughed.
We laughed.
A couple of the things we talked about.
Is that on here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Look up Spencer's name.
There's a few items that were over budget that you were going to nail down on the... like posters was all flowing into the classroom supplies.
What was?
And whatnot. Postage.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all gone into the office supplies.
Office supplies.
So I put out the number there. I don't know if you can see it. I updated that. So it should be on there now on the report that was uploaded. Hopefully it's safe that way. But I think it was like.
The summary or the detail?
It was on the detail.
Okay.
Yeah, it was under line 612. Just a little note off to the side.
Okay. Yeah, what's that postage so high for?
That's a good question. Everything that you sign, it's usually really high the first year because you're doing record exchange for people that move into different buildings. You have to send packets like this.
So how do you pay for your postage? How do you,
it's that? A Pitney Bowes experience, so we have a machine that you scan stuff in. You have to pay for your postage, and you also, is it a lease? You have to pay for a lease on the machine.
So did we find that out since then?
I called in, and it was a real treat trying to get in. Yeah,
have you looked at like FedEx accounts or any of that kind of stuff where you can just go on to their site, you can print a label, stick it in an envelope, and send it. We do that a lot because we mail a lot of stuff. I mean,
for like even your like letter mail?
Yeah, whatever you want. You can send anything.
Through, letter mail.
You can send it anywhere you want. They're out there in their trucks or whatever. I don't care. Just a thought. Just if we can get a savings for an account where you just go in, you have logins, for a couple people, and they just go in and print the label right off your...
Because a big chunk of it is actual leasing of the machine.
Lease of the machine.
Yeah, get rid of the machine, because you can just print those.
Buy a machine.
Right, that's weird.
Yeah.
How much of that is leasing?
$3,000 a year.
$3,000. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
So I'd look at it.
Our postage really high.
It's just a corporate FedEx account. And
make sure that it's not.
Slick.
I have to enter every address, like that it can upload from a database.
No.
It can't.
I don't think so. You just go in and type in the address. Poof, prints a label.
So
you off you go.
1,100 students.
Takes
there
me
must
5
be
seconds.
Way. There must be way.
Yeah,
even
there might be. I just. Yeah.
1,100.
That's based. That technology's better.
Yeah, I think. I mean,
or just
it's,
copy and paste it. That's what I do.
In the scope of the entire budget, the $3,000 on postage is not the. Yeah. I mean.
No, but you can nickel and dime
stuff.
But it's $3,000
on top of the postage, and, it's, and
yeah.
We're paying what
I the first
pay
step is
for postage. It's not bulk rate or anything.
Yeah.
So.
The only
just
problem
a
is I think the technology changes on the machines. You have to do updates, so you'll get hit with the maintenance agreement of some sort, probably. Because it changes, you know, and every time they change, you have to come back out and recalibrate. So, I think that's part of that leasing agreement, probably.
Yeah. I'll let you know once I do receive that.
Okay.
Well, are we over on bonuses or what?
You want Spencer to take over?
He can, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just do the notes.
Okay.
That works. All right, so does everyone have access to the ones I uploaded?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
I do have a couple copies here.
Yeah.
For new guys.
You guys need a copy. You need to look
as well
at it.
If you want to share it. So basically, to give you an idea of what's going on with these two reports. So the financial summary, it's just kind of a, it's what it's called. It's a summary of the detail, which is the other report. And so kind of what I typically do is just kind of review over the summary. If you do have specific questions, we can drill into that budget detail and take a closer look at those line items there. So basically, we're 41.7% of the way through the year. This is as of the end of November. And so, to give you an idea of what the colors mean, green means that we're doing better than 5% of where we should be. Red means that we're doing worse than 5% of where we should be throughout the year. And yellow is that middle ground. So
how come our days cash on hand is in yellow?
Because we want it to be higher.
Right. Yeah. It's.
So where are you guys working? I mean, is it going to
90?
But it's not going to get there this year.
No.
We'd love to have it in the high 60s, so.
Yeah. So okay. I mean, it's where we feel comfortable with it being. It's not considered low. I wouldn't say. It's still an acceptable.
Well, and this is an actual number.
Right.
Compared to them.
You want it to be
so we're already doubled
and 100, and we'd like it to be higher. And so.
So the federal revenues that's in red just because we are waiting for the UCA to be approved, and we can start requesting those funds at that point. So it's normal for that to be a little bit slower on getting those revenues. The expenses, the 300s there, we're doing all right. A big portion of that is the audit service, which we've paid almost all of it now, and then the legal fees that were charged to us this year from or the experience last year. And then the 400s, we have the water and garbage is a little bit high, but after looking at all the trends there and comparing it to last year, between December and June, we spent just over 20,000. And so if we look at the same type of trend this year, then we're going to be roughly 1,000 over of what we budgeted, but we figured we might as well just wait, take a look at that as it gets closer and adjust as we see fit at that point. So I'm not too worried about that. The other item in the 400s is, or was it the repairs and maintenance? That's another thing that, when comparing it to last year, between the same period of time, we spent about $10,000 more last year. So we're actually doing really well.
So are any, is there any areas where we can drill down on that repair?
Yes, I have my notes.
Okay, we were gonna, are we working on that?
At the end of this, he's gonna give me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might have brought that tonight. How much we have in that repairs waterfall account?
Because we should be able to, like, the asphalt striping, we should be able to.
That's the R&R that we were talking about in the finance meeting.
Yeah, so I emailed that. Did you get that?
I don't think so.
We'll finish and then we'll discuss.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And so, yeah, I had those, like the striping in the 700s. As we discussed, we felt it better to move to the repairs and maintenance section there. So overall, I think we're doing all right. We've spent less than $10,000 than we did last year during the same period of time. And we budgeted about the same, so we should be right on track as far as that goes with potential savings there. Moving to the 700s, that's the other line item that's in red. I feel like we're doing pretty well. We still have 39% of our budget, and the majority of what falls into that line item is your furniture and fixtures and your technology related hardware, which is typically a front-loaded cost, and so I think we're going to be fine. It'll catch up and we'll hopefully see some savings there. The 800s, that's the other one in red, that is due to a big portion of the dues and fees. About $8,000 worth is paid up front, and so that's another reason why it's a little front-loaded. So overall, total expenses were at 39% of the way through the year, and compared to our budget, and we're at 41, obviously, so we're ahead of schedule. And total revenues were ahead of schedule as well, so are behind us a little bit, but overall I think we're doing great. So looking at the ratios over to the right, the 4.9% operating margin, that's the savings that we have. Obviously our goal is 5%, and so I feel optimistic that there will be some savings in here that will kick us back over that threshold there. The other one stays on cash on hand, and we talked about that. Other than that, we're doing great. We're forecasted to add just over $406,000 to our reserves at the end of the year, and so that's excellent. Does anyone have any questions as far as summary or anything in the budget detail that I could help explain a little bit?
What, if we are able to drill out of that R&R, is there any more than just that, the striping and then the HVAC, is there any?
I don't have a lot in that account, it looks like. It's crazy. It's like $6,000 total.
No. Then you're looking at the wrong account.
Back it off.
Last year.
No, we ended it like at $80,000, I thought.
I'd have to look. I'm not a big fan of the waterfall statements that they send out.
Yeah.
I found them.
There's more in that account because we didn't drill all the way down and we had enough.
We weren't going to go below 80,000.
Because we've never drilled, never tapped into that before.
Is that
we have these
this
accounts
year?
From the bonds.
This is
that
summary
every month,
of deposits.
A certain
in the last
amount
year.
By the bonds have to flow.
But look,
so
it's the sum.
Repairs.
Yeah,
like
the
we
sum
have
of
an account.
Two
how is that possible?
For repairs. So if we have to bring
yeah,
the,
okay.
You know, the entire roof we have, we can draw from that account.
So let's see.
Okay.
But we hadn't drawn anything for the first like 3 years.
Yeah.
So last year we did a big draw. We went back for invoices because we were low on cash flow to get some cash. But the recommendation is always to keep it 80 to 100,000 in that account.
So we knew like whatever we took out, we were by this point we would already have made that up.
But you can only take repairs out. So some of these things like this $3,000 right here for the restriping, we should file to get it pulled out.
Like
since you can only take repairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, you want to like draw some a little bit every year and leave some because you have to replace an elevator or a big purchase or a big repair.
What other repair expenses have we had this year?
He's pulling right now.
He's pulling the HVAC
on the financials.
We
should sit down, Spencer. They want to do a more in-depth financial training so they understand.
Oh, that would be good.
Okay, I have this one. You have that one.
Yeah.
So
like the one we got when we left.
Yeah, I was going to say you're more welcome. I think it's usually the Tuesday right before the board meeting. We have a finance meeting. So we take a more in-depth look at all the numbers.
See you, Josh.
Yeah. Sorry, I got ditched out a little early.
You're good.
My wife has something today.
It's all good.
I got a Seahawks game in 40 minutes. So.
That's a valid reason.
Well, Josh didn't want to fess up, but.
This is good win,
hang on.
Okay,
me
Spencer,
too.
So this right here, is this, there's got to be a total somewhere, but how much is in this?
10 minutes, I guess.
Right?
Yeah,
I got
to show up on that.
Even just in deposits this year,
there's
24,000
faculty this way.
Yeah, go that way.
So, you know,
it's adult.
Right.
It's adult bathroom.
That, so I think,
and it's right outside
yeah,
that door.
Just go through that door and see
we're
your
we're going to have to table.
Yeah.
What do we,
maybe for the January board meeting, not maybe, but for the January board meeting, we could spend a little bit more time on finances and decide at that point, because in financial meeting, we were also discussing how much we should transfer to the PTIF.
Right. Yeah.
So we can decide.
That's what I was asking.
What's in these waterfall
we never
accounts
did
and
remove,
how much to draw down.
We never reinvested what we took.
We did move some.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, good.
But
we're back
we can
to where we were in the June of 2018.
Oh, okay. Because I just remember taking it out, but I just,
we thought we were,
nobody requested it to be put back in, but
we
you
just
guys did
it,
so.
Yeah. So we can reevaluate.
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, it's nice
that's
to see us rebuilding. It's really encouraging, so thank you guys for working on that.
Yeah, good job, finance team.
Yes. Anything else? Questions?
No. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Academic excellence, do you have anything for us today?
I didn't get a log on.
They can't do the transfer.
Do you have anything from academic?
Is that a nice change?
Facilities. you already discussed, we already discussed
HVAC
facilities.
HVAC is on.
That
heat.
One thing I did is pest control. Have you obtained pest control bid?
We actually have one. We got some bids, but we...
But they're still attending.
We have a contract.
We have a contract. We
okay. So called them for a bid, and they said, we have a contract with you. Oh, good. We haven't seen you.
Who is it with?
They sprayed the outside of the building. They never come back. But now they're coming inside.
Do you have...
They seen Drew and Apple.
Do you have some issues inside?
Are we in facility? I'm
get a couple cats.
So in October, November, when the spiders come into the building, you always get like, there's spiders in the building. It's welcome.
You don't have any like rodents or anything.
The circle of life. Like it happens.
But you don't have any rodents.
You're bigger than it.
So you're saying this is not a completely sterile environment.
Right.
Man, I need to step out, get some gloves and a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Get your Lysol and sanitizer.
What's next?
Facilities finance, growth and development committee, trips and events.
Oh, I didn't want to do that.
Nicholas.
So next time I'll load this up, I'll print it off.
I thought I did, sorry.
Handouts. We had a good meeting a few weeks ago.
Thanks.
Thank you.
He gave me one anyway. That was nice.
This is trips and events. So you can see the attendees on hand there at the top, and then it just kind of goes through what we talked about. And then, so we're going to meet again in January.
Thank you, Spencer.
So just kind of has some actions that we went through with the committee. We talked about the Oregon trip. We talked, it was kind of a lot sitting down with Teresa. Like this is training for that. But I thought it was a good meeting. It was nice to sit down with them. It's cool to learn about the trips and everything else they do and plan, and what Amy's overarching goal is. So we just went through, and I wrote down a bunch of actions, and we'll probably go through in the January meeting, and then put some dates and completion dates on it. So I don't know if anyone has any questions, but that's basically it.
No, it was fantastic.
I'm so excited to see
thank
this.
You.
So am I.
See that more.
That will be
structured.
You know what was the best part for me for my teachers when they said,
You got 30 cats.
This has been coming. Yeah. We've known this has been coming. So they've got all the documentation. They start pulling stuff out.
Really? They did?
Oh, yeah. It was good.
So. What, they knew that the supervision was coming, or
They have all the documentation. They're doing it. They're just older. And so the documentation's older. So, and they do hand out packets and parents, and they do the training. They do all those things. They just need to tighten it up and update. And it needs to be run past a lawyer. And it also, the theme of where you were going, which I think was really good, is you were saying in the event that something happens and one of you is gone, and we need to have something that helps them continue. I thought that was very powerful for them to hear, yeah. And it's powerful for them to hear from someone else.
Yeah.
Of higher level. It's good. Cool. So they've already had two meetings since then.
Oh, really?
Really?
I had one yesterday.
And
last week.
I can't get just seem to look at some items.
Moving on, any other business that anybody has that is not been discussed?
Yeah.
Other business items?
Like an industry?
No, have we?
Huh?
No. Okay. Consent items, we have... bullying policy update that... Debbie Deems so graciously did. If you've read it.
Well, it looks like there's the bullying, and can we just vote on, can we just make a motion for both of these?
Yes, I'm getting it.
Sorry.
We all do. I have to leave in 4 minutes. 4 minutes and counting.
So these were all made, and if you guys have not read them, I'd appreciate it if you did, so that you can have an understanding of really what's in that bullying policy. Some of the policies that have been put out are just like, we will not bully at our school. Ours was done by Sam before, and it was pretty good, but we had to add some things.
I don't know, can I bring up a question for both?
Sure.
There was like an annual survey for the bullying, and then there was a report on wellness. And I don't know if it's supposed to be in there, but I don't know when those reports are done or when they're supposed to be. Are they done in June, or is that supposed to be specified in the policy?
No. They're done end of year, usually.
Okay.
And we have one that comes from the state called a SHARPS survey that we have to get parents permission to give, and that all goes back to the state. And it's like, it has a bullying section that we can utilize, but it also is like, how often you use drugs, recreational, blah, blah, blah. It's like that kind of survey. And that, but in the past, that's all we've used. So we have to, the state has required at this point that we have to come up with a survey. So it would really be our first time doing it.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
We added that to comply with
it. So you're asking, because should there be dates injected?
Yeah, like, do we get that? Are we supposed to get that? Do we need that? Do we, because it's kind of like an auditing process. I mean, the policy states that, you know, items for measure for the plan of implementation and measuring wellness policy are the following.
Yeah, but no dates are in there.
Yeah,
but there should be probably.
For the survey, the wellness policy is updated when needed, but it's evaluated by the child nutrition program every year, and they were here today. So our state review was today.
Okay.
And we actually, that was something they gave us an accommodation on, was our wellness policy. So
cool.
The wellness policy hasn't been updated, but the survey is new to us. So if you want us to set a date on it, is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
for the survey?
Like June, like we get.
Well, the only thing. Yeah.
So it's not just arbitrarily.
Students in June.
Well, right. Just so it's not arbitrarily out there that there's actually
right.
a date.
Right. So, but would that be a procedure?
Can we do an annual survey?
Yeah, or say something to that effect.
That it's going
to
be annual and be reported.
And be completed by such date. Have a.
Your calendar changes every year, though. Yeah. So if you do by the end of May.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to pick an actual date, but you could say, and survey to be completed by end of third quarter, whatever you want to put. I mean, it doesn't matter. As long as you have
it. The thing I worry about is that we have to do, every year there's, for each evaluation that's coming from the state, so there's accreditation, there's Title I, there's
1 minute.
Child nutrition, there's,
can I go?
There's five.
I need to go.
Although I can't think of
the
two
right now. Separate.
You do a different type of survey. And then for the leader and me, we do a survey every year, beginning and end. And that's a Gallup survey. It's a standardized. So if I compare it with that, depending on which one it is for that year, that'd be helpful. So if we just gave it the, within the year, there will be a survey about bullying to be completed by May 30th, and will be reported on after results are.
So something
that
to
work?
That effect.
So you can make
like
a
this
motion
year given
to prove it with the following
September.
Change.
Okay.
Restate that change, then we vote on it. And then they make that. So
and
say.
And we're doing one at a time. So we're doing the bowling.
Yeah, the bowling and
so
then.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the bowling policy with the amendment that there's a date.
Or time.
Or timeline for the report, for the bowling report.
Okay. We have a
second.
Motion. Nick's made a motion for the bowling policy with an amendment for a date. Scott has seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Make a motion to approve the wellness policy.
Second.
I have a motion to approve the wellness policy by Steve and seconded by Scott. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. A motion by Steve to adjourn and a second by Scott. All in favor, say aye.
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 Goodbye.
He just needs a remote for his car so he can have it, like, going.
And pull up. I need my Tesla. I need a Tesla car.